Welcome to the Photo Field Notes podcast, where you'll find stories, tips, and inspiration from professional photographers to get you taking action in your own business and making your business dreams a reality.
Hey, this is Ali Ciardo in the Photo Field Notes podcast, and today's a special episode. Today, I'm finally walking through some specific steps that I use to sell more products to my photography clients without doing in-person sales. So everything I do is virtual, and I'm going to give you some really good tips to get started. And this is, I'm sharing this on the podcast as audio only, but if you want to actually see some slides and kind of be more like fully engaged in this whole experience, you can go to facebook.com/designaglow and you can find the Facebook Live. So I'm pre-recording this, but I'm doing the Facebook Live Thursday, January 10th at 4 o'clock p.m. So even if it's already happened, you can go on and you can read the comments and you can get engaged there and you can see my face for part of it and some slides for part of it. So if you're more of a visual learner, go ahead and jump over there to see it. Otherwise, just hang out here and you can just listen to it. Okay, so let's get in. So this is one of those episodes. I know when I'm listening to podcasts, a lot of times I'm doing other things. I'm usually like listening to podcasts while I get ready in the morning because I don't have cable anymore. So I just have podcasts and I'm driving and I'm doing all sorts of things. This is a good one where you might want to turn off those distractions, turn off your phone, get your notebook ready, get your pen ready, whatever feels good for you to write down goals and action steps and thoughts and things you want to do, get that ready, and then just come into this with an open mind because you probably already have expectations, and I don't want you to come in thinking, well, that's not going to work for me, I can't do that. I want you to really come with an open mind. And also at the end, I'm going to share a little extra bonus freebie for you, so stick around for that. Okay, so let's get into it. So my goal for you in this episode, in this, we can call it a pretend webinar, in this walkthrough, I want you to have tools to start selling more products in your photography business starting this month. If you have, you know, even if you have already done sessions with clients, I want you to be able to go back to them and apply these concepts and start selling more products this month. I want you to get all of your clients this year in 2019 or whatever year you're listening to this. I want you to get your clients excited about buying products from you, even if your clients have never been excited about buying products from you before. And generally, overall, I want you to make more money this year in less time. I want you to have a successful year. Okay, so these are kind of some of the thoughts that I've had. These are some of the thoughts that other people have had that I've heard of. Here's some thoughts. Tell me, are you intimidated by selling products? Are you overwhelmed by the idea of hosting in-person sales, having to either go to a studio or go to someone's home or go to a coffee shop and meet them in person and take your whole evening and everything that goes along with it? Are you looking to make more money in 2019 or whatever year it is? Are you looking to create a better client experience? But maybe you're thinking, because I definitely did, my clients only want digitals. They don't even want products, especially weddings. They already have the digitals. You know, they're not going to buy anything. They're just going to do it themselves. Or you're thinking, I don't have time to sell products. I have young kids. I have too much going on in my life. I don't want to spend my evenings selling products. Clients in my area don't spend big money. They're not going to buy it. Like, yeah, maybe over in whatever such and such big city, people can buy this stuff, but my clients won't buy it. Or you're thinking, why should I sell products when my clients can just buy their own? Because again, like wedding clients, they'll just go and DIY it. Or you're just like, I hate selling. I'm not doing this. So you're in the right place. I felt the exact same way for so many of these things. I was like, ugh, my market is never going to pay any amount of actual money for this sort of thing. I'm seeing all these photography mentors who live in big cities, East Coast, West Coast, Chicago, and even having lived in Chicago, I saw the money that was spent there. And then I moved to a smaller area in Michigan, and I was like, no one here is going to spend that money. That's just not the culture here. So I thought, okay, my market's not going to spend money. I thought, ugh, why would I want to sell products to people? They're just going to do it themselves. They don't need my help. And like, everybody's cheap. They don't need my help. And then I finally decided that I was going to try in-person sales. So this was about 3 years ago. I decided, okay, I'm going to give it a go. I had access to a studio that I was sharing. So I had it one day a week. And I kind of like dove on into it just as an experiment. And it actually worked really well, and I started making really great sales using in-person sales and in-person sales concepts. But I hit a breaking point because in-person sales was great, but I started doing it when I had a newborn. I had a newborn and I had a two-year-old. And so I felt like I was constantly missing these important moments in their lives. I was missing bedtime. I was missing like just family time. And I was feeling like I was constantly away in these meetings. And even though every meeting I was like, well, that was amazing. I can't believe the purchase that they just made. I also felt like I was really missing something because I was away from my family. I felt like I couldn't just have evenings to relax and decompress. And, you know, like they'd get home from daycare and then I would just be running out again. So I really hit a breaking point where I just thought, I can't do in-person sales anymore with the life that I have right now. I can't do it with the family and how old they are and all the things that we have going on and with my husband working a 9-to-5. I can't do this anymore. And so what I did was I took everything I had learned from in-person sales and I started to apply it to virtual sales, basically setting up a format where my clients could do their own ordering without me there. This wasn't like me on Skype walking them through. This was me not there, just not there. And so my very first time that I did this, I had a virtual sale where I was not there. It was all like preset and then they got all the information that they needed. And my very first sale was $1,000 in product sales. And then pretty soon after that, on Halloween, I made another $1,000. And I was out trick-or-treating with my girls. I wasn't like skipping Halloween to have a meeting with these people. I got home from trick-or-treating and I had made $1,000. And it turned out it didn't matter that these were wedding clients. It didn't matter that my wedding clients already had their digital files because they wanted my service. They wanted to be told what to do with their images. They wanted me to do it for them. It's kind of like Marie Kondo is everywhere right now, right? Marie Kondo is all over Netflix. She has her new show. And if you've watched the Marie Kondo show about how to organize your home, she will walk you through enough steps that, like, for me, I went through and I cleared out clothes and I started organizing and I made a big difference and I did that myself. But I have a friend who actually does organizing in like the KonMari or the Marie Kondo format. So she's, I don't know, like a team member of it. And everyone on Facebook's talking about Marie Kondo. And someone said to her, has this been a boon for your business? And she said, absolutely. Because people realized, yeah, I can do this myself. And many of them did. But then a lot of people thought, well, I can't do this myself. I need someone to take me that extra step. So even though there are clients who, yes, they can do it themselves, you will be shocked at how many want you to guide them through and take that extra step for them and tell them exactly what they need. Okay, so another example, I joined a Ninja Warrior trampoline workout class and I set up a sale the night that I went to my class and it ended up being a $1,500 sale. So I came out of my workout class, I got in my car, I had a little email alert that said you've made about, I think, $1,500, $1,500. And she sent me a note that said, hey, just pick the images that you think are the best for this wall gallery because we're just slammed and I'm having a hard time getting this done. And so I knew I was onto something that even though I have always been a DIYer, that most people are not DIYers and they really want our help. So just last week, I went to book club and I was drinking wine with friends because we don't really read books, we just drink wine and we hang out. And I came home and I had a $2,000 sale. So this is not just like happen chance. Like this is a process that actually works where you don't have to be there. You can be out at trampoline class or trick-or-treating or with friends or family or book club and you can come home to these sales instead of having to be there in person. So because of all this increased product revenue from like revenue from selling products, I can now take on less weddings and less portraits. I can spend more evening with my family, with my friends, and I can work on other fun projects like this podcast. I have time to do this podcast because of the extra revenue. I'm not scrambling to book all of these extra weddings and portraits because I'm making enough. And then I've also told you, I used the very first year and I've walked through in previous episodes, how I, at the end of the year, I look through how much money, you know, I've spent and need to save and have earned and extra money. And I had enough extra money at the end of the year that we were basically able to go and buy a 30-foot used sailboat that we now stay on in the summers and sail in the summers. And we never could have done that without me starting to implement this product sales process. It just like that extra cash would not have been there to have that extra amazing thing in our family. And the other thing is that clients are just completely thrilled with this whole process. So I'm going to just kind of give you a couple of quotes from clients, things that they've said. One said, this is a quote, "I'm absolutely in love with the photos I got to bring home. I just sit and stare at them. It's really a treasured item in our house already." Another one said, "So in love with this frame, it's even better in person." Another one said, "They're up and we love all of them. Thank you so much." So all of these clients, you know, you're thinking like, oh, it's salesy and I'm making them buy these things. And that's not true. You are giving them things that they absolutely love. They just don't know how to do it themselves. So imagine having the confidence to sell products and not feeling like you're a cheesy salesy person. And imagine getting an email that you just made money without having to actually go to a meeting. Imagine spending more evenings just recharging and hanging out with whoever you want to hang out with, maybe just watching Marie Kondo on Netflix. Imagine taking that extra money to pay off debt, having financial freedom. Imagine getting emails and texts from clients about how much they love their products. So think about that. Like, what would you do if you had an extra $1,000 in your business bank account at the end of the year, or an extra $10,000 in your account, or an extra $20,000? What would that do for you? So, okay. So you're excited, right? You're like, this sounds exciting. Let's do this. So let's talk about how I actually did it. What are the steps that I took? So I have a four-step process, and I'm going to walk through each step for you. The first step is curating your products. And that's just this idea, the paradox of choice. If we have too many choices, we're paralyzed. We can't choose, that we don't know what to do. So let me tell you a specific story about curating products, something that happened in my life where I was the customer. And I may have told this story before, but if I have, bear with me. So I share an office with my husband, a home office. He works from home remotely. And then I, of course, work from home too. And I wanted to build a custom desk that kind of spanned the length of the office. And we had a man who had built this amazing coffee table. He just does the most amazing work. He's so talented. And I had him draw, well, I kind of sent him a mock-up of what I was looking for. And then he took that and he drew this incredible mock-up. It was exactly what I wanted, just kind of like very simple and modern and custom made. And then he said, "What kind of wood do you want?" And I don't know. I am not a woodworker. I don't know anything about construction. I am a horrible DIYer when it comes to building anything. And so I was so overwhelmed by that. He just left it so open-ended that I ended up making no decision. I didn't buy it. I ended up going to IKEA and buying a desk there. So I wanted to be told what I should buy. If he had come to me and said, "I think that this desk will look really good in this wood and it's going to cost this much," I probably would have said, "Yep, you're the expert. I believe you. I trust you." Or if he'd even said, "These are two options that I think will look really beautiful in this space, this wood or this wood. This will cost this, this will cost this." I probably would have evaluated those options and chosen one of them. But because he just said, "What kind of wood do you want?" I didn't know and I didn't pick anything. And so it's the same way with your clients. If you're just like, "Hey, here are 100 products. What product do you want?" They're going to be like, "I don't know. You tell me. You're the expert." And so that's why I give them a curated list and I guide them through and I give them more advice so that they have very limited options that they can choose from. And then it's just so much easier for them to make that decision and feel good about that decision. They don't feel regret. They don't feel like, "Oh, what if I should have gotten that instead?" Because they've just narrowed in on a set number of products. So the next thing that you need to do is set your client expectations. So you want to be sharing product ideas on your website and in social media. You want your client previews to be in mock-ups. You want to take photos of every single client order that comes through. Or if you haven't had client orders, use those mock-ups where you can put your client's images into like mock-ups of the product so that they can imagine themselves. So I've had clients where I actually showed a mock-up on Instagram of like, "Wouldn't this be a great layout for this family for these photos?" And then of course that's exactly what they bought because that's what they saw. So they're going to buy what they see. So I try to make a point within Instagram to show products all the time. I try to show products. I have a specific tab on my website that shows keepsakes and wall art design. If you go to my website, you're going to see immediately a blog post that leads to see how we display our photos in our home. And so I actually walk them through the specific things that we do in our home to start to show photos. So even if you don't have a huge budget to outfit your entire home with your own images, I mean, if you don't have a single print in your own house, how are you going to inspire others if you've never actually shown that you care about it yourself? So you need to be showing that stuff to your clients as much as you can. I mean, put it in blog posts, put ideas, like just sit down for a day and create a ton of mock-ups and put them everywhere on your site. And make sure that when clients come to your site, they're not just seeing just your images, they're seeing your images in the final form that they're going to take. So when you come to my website, the first thing you see is not just like a big hero image of my favorite image, it's products. It's what it's going to look like when it's tangible in your hands. The other thing that I use is my contact form. So I have on my contact form a question where I say, how do you see yourself looking back at your wedding or engagement photos? That's I do this in portrait too, but I'm reading this one, at your wedding or engagement photos in 10 years. And then I give them check boxes. So I say framed wall art, small desk or gift prints, or album or folio box. So they can check that and then tell me, you know, what it is that they're looking for. And then I can bring that up later. And they're setting that tone from the very beginning of what they want at the end of the day. And it's making them think about it if they've never thought about it. All right, the next thing you need to do is you need to give your clients the right tools. So I've talked a lot about the style guide that I send them. So I have previously mailed them a little style guide magazine. So it's the size of an A9 envelope. I slip it in with a little note, kind of like a, hey, here's what to expect, let's get excited, handwritten note. And then it gives them, it's basically like a little magazine that walks them through tips before their wedding. I have one that's portrait and one that's wedding. So it walks them through tips, and then it gives them inspiration for styling their home. So it's not just a product catalog where it's like, hey, here's a pretty product on a white background. It's a styling catalog where it's like, hey, let's pretend Joanna Gaines came into your house and told you where you should put your album. I'm going to do that for you so that you are going to have beautiful styling. When you get this product, you're going to know exactly what to do with it. It's giving them ideas of like how their walls should look, how they shouldn't put an 8x10 in the middle of a wall. That's not going to look good. It's giving them those tips to really prepare them and get them in the right mindset where they're thinking, A, they're thinking about products and how those are going to look in their home. And then B, they're thinking about specific products and how they want those products because they're going to look good in this specific space. Like they already have the space kind of ready for it, ready to go. Another tool that I use is I use Swift Galleries. There's also Fundy. So these are two really cool tools where you can actually show what their art is going to look like on their walls in basically a digital mock-up form. And this is awesome because you can also create these digital mock-ups and use those in social media, use those on your website. So even if you haven't bought all the frames, you can put these mock-ups together. So that Instagram example that I gave you where I said I showed them an example of what I thought would look good for that family, and then that's what they bought. I just showed them a Swift Galleries mock-up. That's what it was. So Swift Galleries and Fundy, two different options. They function a little bit differently, but both of those will give you the option to put your images, mock-ups on the wall. Okay, so step number 4. This is a pretty important one that a lot of people miss. You want to host a virtual viewing party for your clients. And what that basically means, let's go through the steps. So what that basically means is instead of finishing your images and putting them up online and putting together an email and hitting send and then crossing that client off your checklist because now you've done it, instead of just sending them the images whenever they're ready, you're actually going to have them choose a time to sit down together to see those images for the first time together. And I use this even when I'm in my initial consultation with like a wedding client or even talking to a portrait client. I always say, you know, when I got my wedding images, and I was even with my husband, but they came in the mail. I didn't know when they were going to get there. It was the days of DVDs. The DVD arrived in the mail, and I was so excited first I was like, wait, what is this? And I put it in my computer, and then I was so excited that I was like halfway through our wedding photos before I was like, oh, Jeff, come on over. Our wedding photos are here. And then it was fun and we looked at the rest of them together. But we weren't really together until like halfway through. And so I've sent way too many photo galleries to clients where the bride will write back and say, hey, I absolutely love these photos. I missed half the day at work because I was clicking through them and I was so distracted. And I was like, great, I'm glad you love them. But why did you do that at work when you could have experienced that together? And it would be so much more meaningful if you were reliving those memories together. And then take that a step further. Create an online slideshow to music. So instead of just sitting there and clicking through the images, it's a sit back experience where they can put that on their TV and they can pop some popcorn and they can pour some wine or some champagne. And it's like a celebration of their wedding. This is that final thing probably that they're going to get from their wedding after all the work that they put in. Don't they deserve to have that celebration where they get to sit on the couch and have music playing and see their photos go through automatically to music that's kind of like fitting and emotional and amazing? It's just so much better as an experience. And I get notes from people who are like, we cried and we watched it multiple times and we can't stop watching. It just takes a step beyond where they're just clicking through at work. They're together, they're laughing together, they're crying together, they're experiencing so much more. So if they have a virtual viewing party, and they've watched this slideshow, then they've also set aside time to order. So that's when you're going to show them some recommended wall designs, some recommended products, and you're going to show them how to order through a video, basically. So instead of being there in person, you just pre-record yourself and you walk through, hey, here's how you're going to order. So let me go back through those steps. You've got curate your products, set your client expectations, give your clients the right tools, and host a virtual party. So those four steps are going to make a huge difference. If you are currently just sending your digital files at whatever time they're done, it's going to make a huge difference. One thing that I found that was so shocking was that when I had people start to pick their own times to see their images, I thought, oh, no one's going to want to wait that extra time. Once they know that they're almost ready, they're going to want to see them as soon as possible. And it turned out there were a lot of people who really wanted to make that time, and even to the point where they would wait an extra 2 weeks because maybe one of them would be traveling or they knew that their schedules would be busy and they couldn't really dedicate a night together for 2 weeks. And so even though they could see their photos tomorrow, they choose to wait 2 extra weeks to make that experience that much better. So I mean, it's like that like every time. I mean, not to the extent of 2 weeks, but they all want that experience. Every single person is going to pick that experience over just getting a link and that's that. So, okay, think about all of this, how it's going to look. Making more money in your business, taking on less weddings, less portraits, having more free time. So now let's talk about making that happen. You can make this happen. You just need the right tools to really put this into place. And so I've talked about in the past my course with Design Aglow that walks through this entire process step by step. And that is officially live, so you can actually find the link at photofieldnotes.com/virtualproducts. And that will take you to the link to actually check out the course and see everything that comes with it. So we've worked really hard to take the style guide that I was using for years, and Design Aglow kind of did their like design magic and made it even better. And I recorded videos that walk through the technical steps, because even when I've talked about this process in the past of having the virtual sale and, you know, the emails that I use step by step to get them in the mindset and all the things that go with it, people have said, well, what does that actually look like? How do you technically set that up? So the style guide is going to get them in the right mindset, have this beautiful thing that you can either send them digitally or send them physically in the mail, where they can walk through and be put in the right mindset. It gives them advice. It kind of prompts some questions. It builds a relationship with you, kind of an extra touch point. I always talk about touch points with your clients. The emails are going to prepare them. And then the full process is going to walk them through doing that sale on their own. So let's talk about what's actually inside the course. So the first thing is a 28-page style guide template. And there's one style guide that's for weddings, and then there's a separate one that's for portraits. So it's 28 pages that it's set up to prepare your clients, to inspire your clients. And I told you already, you can either print it or you can share it online through something like Issue or through your online gallery. It has 18 product mockups. So those are basically images where you can insert your own image into a frame or an album or a folio box or whatever product it is. So those alone are on the Design of Glow website. Those sell for $10 a piece. So that's $180 value for those mockups. The portrait, there are 16 if you do the portrait style guide. So that's $160 value, which is more than the whole portrait style guide costs in itself. And then it also has some stock images. So those don't necessarily have a place to put your own images, but you don't need to. So it's like the outside of an album, the pages up close of an album, the materials, all those different things. So the wedding style guide has 15 images and the portrait style guide has 14 images. And then there's a product pricing spreadsheet where I give guidance to figure out exactly what you need to be charging for your products. And so a lot of people have asked me, which one should I buy? Should I buy the wedding course that comes? So the wedding course is specifically the course kind of targeted toward wedding photographers and then comes with the wedding style guide. And then the portrait style guide we added on later because all the portrait photographers said, what about us? We want a style guide too. And I had one that I was using. We just hadn't basically gotten to that point yet where we had designed it. So we were able to get that out and get that designed. So the main reason that the course is targeted toward wedding photographers is because the pricing really is geared toward wedding photographers, where it's based on having already given your digital files. So the pricing's a little bit adjusted for that, but you can still apply the general concepts to portraits if you're looking to do this with your portrait clients. So pricing spreadsheet that helps you get everything priced, a full email workflow to walk your clients through step by step with professionally written emails that are going to, from the time that they book all the way through until after the wedding with the sale, all the way through the follow-up where you're actually making sure that if they ordered an album, instead of that album getting in their hands in 4 years, the album's going to get in their hands in 30, well, ordered within 30 days. So they're approving their design within 30 days. And then I have videos. I think there's 6 videos that walk you through just step by step. So it's me talking and walking you through the exact step by step setup of your virtual sale. So it's technical help, it's tool recommendations, it's quick tips for easy wins, like how to add value to your professional products so that your clients are choosing to buy your products from you instead of I'm losing my voice instead of DIY. Oh my gosh, I have a cold. Anyway, so all those videos are just going to support you and walk you through. It's kind of like those who have asked for mentorship. If I do mentorship, that's something I've considered for the future, but this is as close currently as you can get to having me sit there for an hour's worth of videos walking you through everything. And then to go along with the video, there's a full PDF guide. So it's a full PDF guideline that walks you through everything step by step. So it's kind of like if you learn better by video, watch the videos. If you'd rather read, you can go through the PDF guide or do both and kind of have them complement each other. So by the end of the course, you're going to have a professionally designed style guide magazine that you can either mail out or you can send digitally. And you're going to be equipped with those sales, the whole sales process, the tools, the email templates to start selling more products without having to do those client meetings. And we were kind of thinking about like, okay, who is this for? Let's talk about who it's perfect for. It's perfect for photographers who are interested in starting in-person sales, but then they're kind of like, that's really overwhelming. That time commitment's too much. There's the whole process. I don't have a studio space. I'm not quite sure in-person sales is for me. It's for introverted photographers who fear the sales process, who are like, you know what, if I can record a video, that's great. If I have to be there in person, not so great, not so fun. It's for photographers who just want to boost their income through additional product sales this year, which I think is pretty much everybody. Okay, so when we were looking at what to value the course, how much should the course be? We were kind of adding everything up. So we were like, okay, the product mockups are $180 value, plus you've got those stock images, that's a $75 value. Plus you have the Style Guide magazine template, which sells separately for the portrait for $149. And then mentorship, so let's say it's an hour, that's like a $350 value if you're mentored with me. A pricing guide is a $50 value. The email templates would sell for other photographers for $50. And then there's so much more in it, other images that you can use and other guides and other value adds and other little tricks, like really simple things that you can start doing that will immediately show a difference that are all included in there that like I couldn't even value. So looking at other courses that are similar that are this big, some of them are like $800 or $1,000, and we didn't want to do that. We wanted to make it affordable. So we decided to price it at $349. And the most exciting thing was the note that I got in our beta group from another photographer who said that basically in the very first sale that she did, she made more than that for the first time ever, which was so awesome. So I love to see that basically the course is paying for itself like very quickly, which is just the best. So like I said about portrait photographers, if you're a portrait photographer, you can still buy the style guide for $149. If you're interested in the whole process, even though it's technically geared toward wedding photographers, what I would do is I would buy the wedding course and you can, the style guides are somewhat similar. The difference is that the portrait style guide walks through tips at the beginning to prepare them for their portraits, and the wedding style guide walks through tips for their wedding in the beginning. So you could, the design's pretty similar, so you could easily swap out the text at the beginning to be portrait related, use your own text. So I would actually buy the wedding guide if you're interested in the full course, if you're not sure where to start. And actually, if you do end up wanting to buy both, email me and I can get you a discount to buy them together, because we didn't put it on the together because we just thought it'd be too complicated. But if you send me a note, just DM me at Photo Field Notes, I will I'll set that up for you. All right, so that's it. Go to photofieldnotes.com/virtualproducts to get access to that course. If you want to watch this with images, you can go to facebook.com/designaglow. And I promised you a little extra goodie, so I'm going to give that to you now. So I have a free mock-up that you can use that you can put in social media, on your website, wherever. If you go to photofieldnotes.com/freebie, you can download that mock-up, and you are welcome to use that for your own stuff. So jump on over there, get that going, and I hope that these tips are helpful for you for getting started. If you do need more guidance, definitely check out the course. If you have any questions, let me know. There will be questions on the live on the Design and Glow Facebook page, so you can actually ask questions there too, and I'll kind of check back and see if there's anything to answer. Or if maybe I will have already answered it once you check that out. I'm not sure how it's going to go yet. So check that out. Let me know if you have any questions. And good luck to you all. I hope that this kind of sparks some inspiration for you. It's been completely life-changing for me. And I just hope it gives you some new ideas. So enjoy your week. I'll be back soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening. Check out show notes at photofieldnotes.com. And if you loved this episode, leave your review on iTunes. See you next week.